This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The parents of Christian Glass say their son did not pose a threat to police when he was shot and killed by a deputy this summer. In police radio audio, a state trooper can be heard saying if Glass is not a threat and has committed no crime, then there is no reason for officers to be in contact with him.
If there's no crime and he's not suicidal, homicidal, or a grave danger, then there's no reason to contact him.
Glass's parents say their 22-year-old son was too scared to get out of his car because he was having a mental health crisis. Glass had called 911 for help. Two men walked away unharmed following a small plane crash in Broomfield today. Rescue crews arrived at the Anthem Ranch subdivision to find the aircraft in a nearby pond. Broomfield police say about 50 gallons of fuel spilled into the pond. The cause of the crash is under investigation. A third person has died this year while hiking in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
Alamosa Volunteer Search and Rescue identified Justin Segrin on social media this weekend. Segrin fell and died during his descent from Blanca Peak last week. Rescuers recovered his body with helicopter assistance from Flight for Life. In August, a man fell and died near the Crestone Traverse, and in July, a man died after reaching the summit of Kit Carson Peak. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
I-70 is closed in both directions in Glenwood Canyon this evening. That's between Glenwood Springs and Dotsero due to a flash flood warning for the Grizzly Creek burn scar. Right now in Denver, it's 60 degrees with light rain in the area. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.